Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the fact still
welcome back. We're 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. One of my favorite songs there, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Veterans Day today, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 11th day of the 11th month. And the Armistice Day originally, way back in 1918, end of World War One, the war that was allegedly to end all wars, the fighting stopped on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and that's what we've been celebrating. Even though it was fixed for on Monday for a while, now for the last several years, it's been floating on the 11th day as it should, as it historically accurately should. And so I'm glad to be with you. Not a lot of business today. We're mostly celebrating our veterans, our millions of veterans. This is not Memorial Day. This is about all the people who put themselves in, who suited up in a military uniform for whatever purpose, to stand a post as their country called them. Joe Davis is here. Joe's a longtime Brain Trust member, the director of public affairs at the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's a veteran. He serves veterans. And we asked Joe to join us on a regular basis to talk about what their organization is doing to help veterans. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show. Happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you, Jim, and good morning to you, and happy Veterans Day to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. So what's tell us what your day is like as the Director of Public Affairs on Veterans Day. What does it look like on your day?
Veterans Day is a big deal in Washington, D.C. That's where I am, and that's where, as it should be. What we have is the National Commander, the VFW National Commander, and the VFW Auxiliary National President. They're in the White House right now having breakfast. From there, we will all journey over to Arlington National Cemetery, and I can't tell you whether it's going to be the President or the Vice President. I don't know who's in town, but one of the two will be doing the honors, laying the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, as well as talking to a crowd of thousands in the Memorial Amphitheater there. And after that, we will head on down to the Vietnam Wall to have another ceremony. So the Arlington ceremony starts at 11, the wall ceremony starts at 1, and, oh, by the way, at 9 o'clock Eastern, there's a ceremony at the World War II Memorial.
Hmm. A lot of stuff going on.
It's just a full day. It's just a full day.
Yeah.
Today is sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs, as far as being the ringleader for the federal government. On Memorial Day, it is the Military District of Washington that's in charge of that.
Well, and of course, there are a number of veterans organizations. We have the VA, the Veterans Administration.
All the major veterans organizations and military service organizations, as well as the family organizations,
right,
are invited to the White House breakfast, as well as to Arlington and to the Wall and to all the other events that are around town. And, mm-hmm. You know, the VFW and the American Legion and all the other good organizations out there, we are having Veterans Day activities all around this country.
Right, exactly. And of course, that's what we do. We do here on the show. We take a day and we take our program and dedicate it to veterans. What's the VFW doing these days to help veterans?
Well, right now we're trying to fix the VA. As everybody pretty well knows, last year, end of May, is when the VA imploded. I mean, for 2 years in a row, the VFW's top legislative agenda was to end sequestration, because it is really the most serious threat in the 21st century to our armed forces, because it cuts their budget. It really chops their budget. It's like a meat cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
But it was until the VA imploded last year, and it started, and, you know, people could say Phoenix was ground zero, but it really could have happened anywhere.
But what's happening in the VA right now?
Well,
you can't blame it on sequestration. It's a systemic cancer.
The VA right now is exempt from sequestration, but that doesn't mean future budget requests from the administration might be at a lower amount. than what the VA truly needs.
Right.
But from the VA right now, the Choice Act, which was implemented last year, it was rushed through Congress, and they gave VA really 2 months to implement the thing, and then they just hammered away at the VA while they weren't implementing. I mean, it's just a Band-Aid. What we're trying to do now is to fix the VA where we can blend the best of what the VA capabilities are with what the best in your town, in your city, in your communities are. If you have a wealth of primary care physicians in a particular town, maybe the VA could move some of their in-house primary care appointments into the community.
Why don't we abolish the VA hospitals?
We can't do that because they are the largest integrated healthcare network in the nation. They provide a continuity and continuum of care that is.
Then
not
why don't we abolish the unions that operate in the VA hospitals?
That's a great question, but you can't because workers have to have protection as well. And FBS
but no, Joe. When workers' protection gets in the way of serving our VA's medical care, which is exactly what's going on right now, they don't have any rights when they do stuff like that.
The unions support people being held accountable with their jobs, provided it's documented. But
the people are telling me that the reason they can't reform the VA is because the unions get in the way.
The unions support holding employees accountable as long as it's documented. And that's the hard part here because here, let's say you have a medical center director who has firewalled fitness reports. I mean, they are perfect fitness reports. And some of these fitness reports are even documented by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Endorsed by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Now, all of a sudden, a hiccup comes up, and it could be a very bad hiccup. But so now the union and these employees are going to lawyer up. Guaranteed they will lawyer up. And they come before the review board, and they say, well, listen, I had this one incident, but what do you have as a past record documentation to show? Because I can bring 10, 15 years.
Well, Joe, I'm going to tell you, I got to go to a break here in a second. All I can tell you is I believe, and many, many other people believe, that the medical care for our veterans is nothing less than a national shame. We should be ashamed. Every American should be ashamed of what's happening at the VA to our veterans. And there's something wrong, and we can't keep pointing fingers back and forth to sequestration and the unions.
Medical care is first rate once they get in the door. It's getting in the door that's the problem. And we'll talk about that after you come back.
Let's come back. I want you to explain how we're going to do that after these messages. We're going to come right back with Joe Davis, our good buddy Joe Davis with the VFW. VFW.org, by the way. Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org is the website. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.